How you doing, fellow Christians? It's another wonderful day in Jesus. Today I got a simple message, very simple message, but many times the simpler the message, the stronger the message. I think you know what I mean. I like the books. Well, I like all the books of the Bible, but I have a real interest in the book of Timothy and Titus because here is Paul actually sending Timothy out to preach. He's actually sending Titus out to preach. So these books in particular are, you could get into, the Holy Spirit is really inside of Paul because he's a teacher. He's a teacher teaching Timothy and Titus. He's warning them where they're going to go. He's telling them about the lands they're going to go to. He's explaining to them to some of the pitfalls they're going to deal with. And obviously, it's all for us today, even though it was handwritten 2,000 years ago to Titus and to Timothy, it's for us today. The word controversy, it's an interesting word. It basically means things are up in the air. There's some controversy. There's arguments. There's debates. There's philosophies. Many times with controversies, you have one side pitting the other side. And even within the church, there's a lot of controversy on different items, whatever they might be. But Paul goes out of the way to tell Timothy here, this point has no controversy. And I believe that's an interesting statement. Paul says there is no controversy in what I'm about to tell you. So this is simple. Paul doubled down on it. He took the gray area away. He said no controversy. And remember, he's teaching Timothy here. So he's building a foundation in Timothy. Timothy, you do not budge on what I'm going to start telling you here. But let me go here. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 15, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar in the ground of truth. Here we go. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, comma. God was manifest in the flesh. God was manifest in the flesh. Oh, who was Jesus? Oh, he was a good prophet. Oh, Jesus was just simply just a son of God. Oh, Jesus was just a son of man. Who is Jesus? Jesus was just a good guy. No. Without controversy. In other words, this is an argumentable point of view. Great is the mystery of godliness. He goes on to say, this is a mystery, right? It's something that is a secret, something that's not normal. God was manifested in the flesh. And when you look up that word God in the Greek, it's God. It's number uno. It's the creator. Because we know everything was created by the word of God. Who's Jesus? The word of God. Yes. That's a foundation, gang. That's a foundation. Our God, the God of the universe, was manifested in a man. Yes. He did become flesh. He became flesh and dwelt amongst us, but it was the word of God. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. So this is the mystery of godliness. This is the mystery of our core is Christian believers. God was manifested in the flesh. Now, we could go into details. Why was he manifested? He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. He was manifested to be the sacrifice at the cross for you and I. We could go into sublets, but the fact remains that was God. Because nothing to do with mankind was good enough to die on the cross for us. Nothing. It was God. This is how serious it is, gang, that your soul had to be paid for by the Creator's death at the cross. All things were made for him, through him, by him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And yes, he became man. Yes, that short period of time, 33 years, he was in the flesh. But we're also told in Corinthians to no longer know him after the flesh. No. And I don't truly understand it all. It's a mystery. When he came back from the dead, he ate food like a human, but he also walked through walls. A lot of stuff going on. But, hey, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world. Think of water. You have water, add a little bit of heat to it, becomes steam. You can't even see it. Add a little bit of cold to it, it becomes a rock. I mean, there's all kinds of things going in on the world around us. We don't understand. We take them for granted. That heart in our chest is pumping every single day, moving pints and pints and pints every minute of blood through our veins. We're walking miracles. Everything is a miracle. You ever look at a little insect? God, how'd you make this? How'd you make this grasshopper with its little joints and its wings and its legs and its head and those crazy looking eyeballs? How did you do this? He tells us to meditate, and at times if we're quiet enough and we meditate on things, wow, wow. But the kicker is you and I and our fellow man, saved and unsaved, were made in his image. Originally, we were all made in his image. Wow. That was given to mankind, but mankind fell. So it took the second Adam to come back and redeem us and buy us back. This has to be the foundation of our belief, gang. Yes, it might keep us crazy, but the Lord took the foolishness of the preaching the gospel to bring men unto salvation. I know it's foolishness. Virgin? Jesus, born of a virgin, yet conceived of the Holy Ghost, walked on water, raised people from the dead. But think of what he did to you. If you are reborn, you became a brand new creature, because the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you, and you are the temple of the living God. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go to this mountain. You don't have to go to that mountain. The Lord is seeking those who wish to worship him in spirit. That's the opposite of flesh. That's the opposite of traditions and rituals and all this stuff. In spirit, that means in your heart, your motives, and in truth. Truth, the opposite of lies, the opposite of hypocrisy. We truly are, gang. You and I, sons of the living God, made in his image, given his gift through the cross because of his sacrifice. And it's without controversy. And I really think that's that could be underestimated. Just visualize it. Paul here is talking to Timothy. And he wants to double down on his statement. That yes, it's a mystery, this godliness thing. It's a mystery. It's crazy. Yeah, it is. It is foolishness to the human mind. But when your soul gets a hold of it, it makes total sense. There was no escaping this place. Everything dies in this place. If heaven's a perfect place, why would it want me? Things start adding up. Somebody had to do something for me. Who was it? It was God in the flesh, Jesus. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles. Preached unto the Gentiles. You know, at this time, Jesus Christ, it says, came to his own. He came, I guess you could say, the lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He came to them. But in the new covenant, Paul's making sure that Timothy knows this is preached unto all men now. It's preached unto all, to the Gentiles. Now it's inclusive of everything. Yes. Believed on in the world. Believed on in the world. New King James. Believed on in the world. In other words, this word goes everywhere. If a man has a heart seeking God, and I've heard about it. I've heard about Muslims that are super sincere. Super sincere. If you are super sincere and you are seeking the Creator in God, he manifests himself. Yes. Whether it be in dreams, visions, totally taking over your spirit. He's a good God. Because he's seeking, God is seeking those who wish to worship him in spirit and in truth. Be sold out to Jesus. Fight the good fight of faith. If you're in bondage, if you're in sexual bondage, realize Jesus Christ came to set you free. Watch your thoughts. It's going to be a war. All the crazy thoughts that are coming in, immediately cast them away. Because they're imaginations, they're images in your mind that are trying to elevate themselves above the first commandment. You must love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. When a thought is going against the word of God, you take it captive. That's a military term. You cast it out and you say no. In the name of Jesus, the name above all names, demonic thought, get out. And it doesn't have to be your thought. We're told that the prince of this world is fighting with flaming missiles, throwing them at us. I've heard it said you don't trip over mountains, you trip over little pebbles. Yes. In your daily walk, you might have a relative that you're having some strife with. Beware. Beware of bitterness. Beware of hatred. Put up the shield of faith against those thoughts. I find it, I always think of Jesus. In that parable, to whom much is given, much is expected. You know, he forgave the guy, the master, the taskmaster. Forgave the guy of a huge debt, and then the guy leaves, and then he's basically throwing somebody in jail that only owed him a little bit of money. And then the boss got really, really mad at him, saying, are you kidding me? I forgave you this much, and you couldn't forgive this guy for a little bit? Get out. He cast him into outer darkness. Gang, no matter what anybody does to us, no matter what it is. I'm not saying fall in sloppy love with them. I'm not saying worship the ground they stand on. But do not let bitterness get into your heart. Realize the whole situation is a $3 bill. Beware. Take the thoughts captive. Continue to walk in Jesus. And I'll start wrapping it up here. I love this. And without controversy, not a point to argue, not a point to debate, not even a point to contemplate whether it's, no, nothing. It's just truth. Bottom line, God was manifested in the flesh. What a story. And as this world gets crazier and crazier, as the cares of this world continue to grow, pray, gang. Pray for discernment in every area. We don't know what we're breathing. We don't know what we're eating. You know, We're at the God's mercy, but we're at the mercy of what the supermarkets put in. We're at the mercy of what they're throwing at us at the skies. We're at the mercy of the ground. That's why the Lord told us to pray. He told us to pray unceasingly. And he actually told us to pray over everything we eat and to give thanks. That's what he told us. And it's the truth. Hold fast to the simplicity of the gospel. Don't let this world confuse you with all its head knowledge. You know what happened to you? You got changed. If you're in a battle, if you're in a fight, good. At least you know you are. Good. You're going through tough times? We're told that these tribulations to a Christian are worth more than gold and silver that perishes. If you're in a tribulation, cherish it. Fight through it. Endure to the end. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Don't be entangled. Be a good soldier of Christ. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. It's a war, people. But in the end, God has manifested himself in the flesh for us. Absolute true love. And God bless you. And amen.